Cavalera, Tuesday, September 1st Street. Today, it's mostly about trust. Squadron 42 and the CitizenCon cancellation are still driving every conversation on Spectrum and on Reddit alike. We're going to spend some time on that, because the community has a lot to say. Let's start with the game itself, though. Alpha 4.10 is holding steady on the live build, and the hotfix channel was just closed after one last pass this weekend. Two things fixed. The super heavy combat armor sound that kept playing after you took the armor off, and several server crash fixes targeting the most reported stability issues. The teams also say they're looking into unusually long interaction delays spotted across several systems, with no fix announced just yet. CIG also dropped the official schedule for the week, today Tuesday, a comm link, and a newsletter for subscribers only. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the monthly Persistent Universe report for August, the usual chance to check in team by team. And Friday, a Bar Citizen World Tour stop at PAX West in Seattle, alongside the weekly newsletter. Now, the topic that's swallowing everything else. The absence of Squadron 42 in 2026 and the CitizenCon cancellation are keeping dozens of threads alive on Spectrum. Some players feel this delay comes at the worst possible time, others flat out refuse to accept GTA VI as a valid reason to push the single player back again. One heavily followed thread, over 50 upvotes and about 30 replies, is calling for clarity on numbers and promises that, according to its author, just don't add up anymore. Others are questioning the timing of the announcement or asking again for a date. A minority of calmer voices is trying to turn the temperature down, with one even suggesting this delay could ultimately be good for everything the game still needs. Worth noting, there are no official CIG messages explaining the delay in the day's exchanges. The community is doing the interpreting here, not the studio. Over on Reddit, the tone is sharper, as usual. The same worries about the CitizenCon cancellation are there, with calls to stay away from the wilder conspiracy theories. One post draws a comparison to the recent collapse of Ashes of Creation, another community-funded MMO that's been going since 2017, which reignites the broader debate about trusting projects like this. And then, going the other direction entirely, a more admiring post takes a tour of CIG's offices, a reminder that the overall mood is mixed, not uniformly dark. Thankfully, there's a lighter subject running through all of it at the same time, the ship showdown. The tournament is heading into the semi-finals with four ships left standing, the Ironclad Assault, the Corsair, the M80, and the Perseus. One creator even published a full breakdown of the four finalists, and is personally backing the Perseus, but nothing is settled yet, the community vote is still open. On Spectrum, the Raylan's elimination has left some disappointed fans, and the Drake crowd is rallying each other to get the votes in before the next round. The Siege of Orison keeps splitting opinion. One thread has gathered 174 votes and over 140 replies around a simple idea. 3 hours is too long for a mission. Other players are just struggling to find a full group to even get started. But there are genuinely positive reports too, squads that finished the whole event and came out excited, including about the new super heavy armor. On Reddit, someone posted a speed run of the first platform, and one player is actually attempting the event as a duo, with all the headaches you'd expect from content built for bigger groups. The most upvoted thread of the day on Spectrum, over 240 votes and more than 160 replies, has nothing to do with Squadron 42. It sums up a deeper debate about the game. If I want to play an FPS, I don't play Star Citizen. On-foot combat keeps dividing people, and so does ship AI, with one well-noticed call for more autonomous AI crew members to actually support you. Between the serious debates, the subreddit keeps its sense of the absurd. There's a tip for loading a mole with upgraded mineral bags, a reflection on using holo tables to guide mining expeditions, and a player who managed to stack 62 fire extinguishers on an M80's cargo grid, with no clear answer as to why or how. Looking ahead, keep an eye on the monthly Persistent Universe report tomorrow and the Bar Citizen World Tour stop in Seattle on Friday during PAX West. On the numbers side, $227,000 were raised yesterday, and the total now sits above $1.041 billion. That was Cavalera. Good luck out there, and look out for each other while you wait for news. That's the verse.